Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Please check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our good friend Bill Brandt. Bill is the president, CEO of Development Specialists Incorporated. DSI.biz is his website. Go there and check it out and find out all about all the things his global company is doing, especially quite a few articles up there that I think you'll find very illuminating if you want to learn how to run your business better and stay out of trouble. Bill, thanks again for hanging out with us. Bill is also very, very versed in the political world, and we've asked him to join us. He is on the Democrat side, in full disclosure. Now we want to talk about, in the previous segment, we talked about the presidential debates and the aftermath of that debate. And now let's talk about the VP debate, the vice president and the man who would be vice president got together last night, Biden and Romney. And they sat down. They didn't stand up. They sat down for an hour and a half and talked about some things. What did you take away from the debate? What was the one main thing that you thought was most dramatic about that debate?
I think that it's the same thing with Romney in the first debate. We can argue all day who won or who lost on points, but I think what you'd seek to do if you're in that debate on the national stage is dominate the stage, dominate the scene, and be the one that's talked about the next day. Romney was certainly talked about in the aftermath of his debate, and everybody's talking about Joe this morning. Now, I grant you that people are saying, who's his orthodontist? I got me a set of teeth like that as well.
I heard that his dentist got more play than anybody.
he may well have, but the fact of the matter is Joe accomplished what he sought to do, and that was dominate the scene and suck the oxygen out of the room. Ryan was there, I think, on merits. It was probably a draw. But I think that Biden did what he thought he had to do, and everybody's talking about Joe this morning and probably will for a couple of days, and debating back and forth whether he was over the top or not over the top. But even in that debate, Jim, they're talking about Biden, which is the point.
I have to say, though, Bill, I was put off, and I don't dislike Joe Biden at all. He's been a great public servant for a long time. I think he's a good human being. And I think, with all the gaffes that we know about him, I do think he takes his job, his work seriously. But I have to say, I was not looking for this, but I was put off by all of the smirking and the snarking and the laughing and the times when the topic was pretty serious. And I don't think that served him well, Bill.
I'm not going to agree or disagree. What I'm going to tell you is you're not predisposed to like most Democrats when they open their mouth.
No, that's not necessarily true.
But the other thing is here we are this morning, as I said just a few moments ago, what are we doing this morning? We're talking about Joe. We're not talking about Ryan.
That was Joe, and
that was Joe's point last night. So whether we talk about it or whether we debate, whether he smirked too much, and I do concede to you, there's a fair amount of conversation abroad in the land on that topic.
Right.
He's got us talking about Joe, not the other guy.
So what did you think about Biden's comment, his answer to the very first question about Benghazi? I have to say that I'm very upset about the Benghazi thing, Bill, and this is not a partisan statement. That's an American statement. I'm very upset about what happened over there. I think we need to get to the bottom of what happened over there. Never mind what we're going to do in the future. Never mind bringing these people to justice. I want to know what happened. I want to know why this happened and could have been avoided. And that was the answer that I think the moderator was asking for. And what did you think about how he answered?
You know, I thought he did fine, but let me go to the bigger picture you're asking. I'm troubled by Benghazi as much as you are. American ambassadors don't deserve to be shot down in cold blood by basically, you know, conspirators who are planning an attack on a consulate. The fact of the matter is, though, when you think about it, as is always the case, and we've said this since Watergate, it's never the initial act. I mean, I think we all would pull together with respect to defending the ambassador. It's the cover-up or confusion thereafter, and I will concede to you that the administration does not look very strong in the fact that there's these different narratives that came out of it from Susan Rice and others, which now all appear to be cleaned up, and the State Department itself has basically maintained in their statement that all along we told you we didn't think this was a spontaneous mob. I think they could have said so at the beginning, or I think if they knew it. Now, I mean, I'm willing to grant, for the purposes of national security, some deference to people who want to keep a lid on certain details until they figure out what happened and do it. But I think in this particular case, none of us were served well by the competing narratives, some of which turned out to be just ridiculously wrong.
I felt that's what Biden did when his answer. He brought out the old narrative that, frankly, has gotten them into trouble. And so I was surprised. I literally, the first word I wrote down of the debate in my notes was unbelievable. I was surprised by that.
I come from a different perspective on that. These guys, and they are two guys, there are briefings that they see that none of us know. And I can't help but think, as I think you would probably agree, there are parts of this that we do not know yet and cannot know, at least under national security. And while I'm not willing to forgive some of Joe's statements about that, I have a sinking feeling or a feeling in the back of my mind that there's something else going on that we just haven't been revealed. They just don't want to talk about yet.
And you know what? I won't be disappointed if we find out that that's true, because I'm not looking. I'm not on a witch hunt. As of right now, without that information, I'm still upset. I thought Ryan did a good job of acquitting himself on the foreign policy area, which he wasn't supposed to be as good at. I thought he did not do as well in the abortion issue.
Let me go back for one second.
Hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. We'll pick back up on this. I just wanted to be fair and balanced there. I just want to make sure I mentioned some things that I didn't think that Ryan did such a good job on. We're going to take a quick break. 10 till more to come after these messages with our good friend Bill Brandt. Development Specialists, Inc. And the website is dsi.biz.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.